Now, is it that there are two ways of thinking, the mind's way of thinking and the soul's way of thinking? Yes and no. It's again a little technical. See, in the conditioned stage, we always think with the mind. It's like in the condition, as long as I have a material body, when I have to speak, I'll always use my throat to speak. Whenever you have to hear, you need the ear to hear. So there are certain material implements, material tools that we need for functioning in this world. So just as throat is the tool for speaking, the mind is the tool for thinking. That means the process of thinking is channeled through the mind. Just as the process of speaking is channeled through the body, through the throat, through the mouth. Now, the mind is a little more complicated in the sense that the mind is like a subtle body. The mind is a part of a subtle body. So it's like the software in a computer. So softwares often have their default programs. So imagine it's like, you know, some people, they just speak something and they always speak that. You know, it's almost like it seems like they don't have control over their verbal faculty only. It's like their tongue speaks on its own without their having control on it. So the mind is like that. So the mind has certain default programmings by which it tends to think in a particular way. So all thinking starts with, all thinking requires the presence of the soul, because thinking is the activity of consciousness. And all thinking is rooted through the mind. But there is certain thinking that is initiated by the mind. There is certain thinking that triggered. So for example, you know, the soul is pure. But we sometimes get lusty thoughts, sometimes we get greedy thoughts, sometimes we get angry thoughts. Those are coming from the programs that are stored in the mind. So basically, the mind's way of thinking means that the thoughts are more or less channeled, the thoughts are triggered by the mind and the soul goes along with it. That means, say, I see some food item. And either I see it physically or the recollection comes in the mind. Hey, I can eat this. As soon as I think about it, now it may be very fatty and I have decided I want to eat healthy. But if I'm not careful, then what happens? Many times, you know, people resolve they will not eat something. And then suddenly they find, I'm eating. What am I doing? We find we are eating it. So what has happened? If we are not very conscious of ourselves, then the mind proposes something and we accept it unwittingly. And then we end up doing it. So the mind's way of thinking means that the soul just unthinkingly goes along with the mind and does whatever it is saying. The soul's way of thinking means that a soul is the director of the thoughts. Okay, do I really want to do this? Do I want to think about this? Do I want to dwell on this? Soul thinks and then accordingly it acts. So that means in the mind's way of thinking, the mind gets control of the soul, practically speaking. And the mind drags the soul along. In the soul's way of thinking, that means the soul is the director and the soul takes the mind along. If we consider the chariot body example, the horses can drag the chariot in a particular direction, or the chariot, or the passenger, they can tell, you know, take it this way, and then the charioteer takes the horses and the chariot that way. So in both cases, the passenger is also involved, the charioteer is also involved, the reins are also involved, the horse is also involved. But who is in control? So sometimes the mind can be in control, and then we are directed in unhealthy directions. Sometimes the soul is in control and then you can go in healthier directions. So when I said Krishna consciousness increases our ability to think, that means that Krishna consciousness increases our ability to direct our thoughts in directions that promote our ultimate interests. Does it answer your question?
Yeah.
Thank you.
One more question.
Yeah.